on the Midlife Crisis Task Force is the wild, wonderful, and really weird world of conspiracy theories. Welcome back.
All right, how's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
Great. Doing good. I'm excited about this topic. Looking forward to talking about this, and hope everybody else is too.
Yes, we're doing just fine here, and this topic is going to prove to be fun.
Yeah, I think so. It's probably one we'll come back to in the future as well.
There's a
huge amount of conspiracy theories out there.
So we decided to go, I would call it the lighter side of it, because there are some heavy-duty ones out there that are, you know, really serious, and, you know, these I would call, you know, the lighter side of conspiracy theory. So who wants to start first?
Well, before we do that, I think we got a couple of things we wanted to get out of the way. You want to go first, Rando?
First of all, a hand over heart moment for people in Oklahoma. We said on our last program that it was a pretty quiet week. I swear to God, we were not trying to tempt the hand of fate here.
No.
Especially
not like that.
No, definitely not. And condolences go to people who've lost their loved ones and their property and homes. Anyone who wishes to help these people in Oklahoma, I urge you to please contact the American Red Cross and simply donate money, because it is the most efficient way for them to get supplies to them that they need and coordinate through their own people. I urge everyone who can to please donate whatever amount that they can, and help these people out, because they were visited with something that was completely out of their control.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, I got one other thing, and it's a much lighter topic than that, thank God. We talked a few weeks ago about the new Superman movies coming out, Man of Steel, and our various feelings about it, whether we were looking forward to it or not. But I found out something interesting through the grapevine I wanted to bring up to you guys to see what you thought. Apparently, they've made some changes in some of the cast.
That's kind of last minute.
Well, not actors-wise, but they have replaced Jimmy Olsen with Jenny Olsen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And they have turned they're having Lawrence Fishburne play Perry White, so he's going to be African-American. And I don't have a problem with Fishburne playing Perry White. He's a great actor. He's good in anything. And, you know, the continuity of Superman doesn't have a lot of African-American or minority people in it. So to make it a little more accessible to modern audiences, you would have to put one in somewhere, and that's as good a place as any. I don't see the point in making Jimmy Olsen a girl. Honestly, I do not.
No, I mean, you already have Lois, so...
Yeah, you have Lois Lane, you have Lana Lang. Right. Yeah. Why do you need to do that? That makes no sense at all. But I just wanted to get your reactions on that, because I was rather surprised they had done that.
Well, you go ahead. You go ahead, Rando.
All right, I'm slightly a purist, as many of you have probably learned from my ranting and raving. I would rather see it done like the book. Now, however, you know, times change, and things need to change for it. So, I mean, changing Jimmy to a girl, Jimmy Olsen was only ever, at best, a minor supporting character. I mean, they tried to push him in his own little adventures, I think, at one point in time.
Yeah, he had his own book for a while. And if you want to see some bizarre, fucked up, bizarre, entertaining comic book covers from the 1950s, look up Jimmy Olsen, Superman's pal.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can accept that. And because it's Lawrence Fishburne, I can accept that type of change. I just really, I can't hear Lawrence Fishburne say Great Caesar's Ghost. I just can't. It just does not come into my head and say it's acceptable. But then again, they had... what was that guy from the TV show, the Lois and Clark TV shows? Lane Smith? Lane Smith, thank you.
Yes.
But they changed the catchphrase for him. You know, it went from Great Caesar's Ghost to Great Shades of Elvis.
for God's sake.
The thing is, though, when you hear Lane Smith deliver that, you're like, yeah, I can see him doing that.
I
kind of wonder if they changed the catchphrase too, like motherfucker or something. I don't know.
Be entertaining.
Or see if he offers Clark a red pill and a blue pill.
Oh, that would be good.
Right.
Well, I don't have a problem with them changing Fisher. I mean, if you didn't have Lois Lane, I wouldn't have a problem that much of a problem with them changing Jimmy Olsen. But you do have Lois Lane,
and right.
I don't understand why.
I'm not a fan of them making changes like that with Lawrence Fishburne just to do it, just so they can have a, you know, African American in the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I mean, I don't necessarily mind, like, with the Avengers, I don't mind Samuel L. Jackson being Nick Fury, but it just seemed kind of pointless to change it.
Yeah, but if you're going to do that and you cast Sam Jackson, I can overlook it because it's Sam Jackson.
And I mean, Lawrence Fishburne being cast as Perry White because he's Lawrence Fishburne.
I understand. I'm just going with the idea of it.
Yeah, I can definitely understand your point of view.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I got nothing against the actors. Don't get me wrong. I like both those guys. But to do it just to be doing it, to me, is just, I don't know. I just don't like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the artist point of view is like the character is the character and it shouldn't matter what actor or actress is playing that character as long as they're true to the character. But that's like the type of artistic sentiment that comes from a critic who's on crack. There is established canon here and there are people who have bought into that ahead of time. And they tend to have very, very strong opinions of the type of character. Those who hated the original character are much more welcoming of the change. Those who love the original character are going to resist it no matter what they do to it. So as a purist, I can definitely sympathize with your opinion. But because they chose the caliber of badass actor for each of these things, I am much more willing to accept it. I mean, you know, what if they would have done something ridiculous like getting Paul W.S. Anderson directed and then he, like, cast Bobcat Goldthwait as Nick Fury? Holy shit.
Right. Gilbert Gottfried.
Right, Jesus Christ.
I would love to see Gilbert Gottfried as Nick Fury. There is a part of me that would.
That's funny.
Iron Man, you go take out these guys. You fool.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
That would be funny as hell.
That would be funny.
And as usual, we go off in ways no one would have predicted.
Exactly.
If this is blindsiding you, you've just started. So welcome aboard.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Expect more of the same. Yes.
Enjoy the trip. Well, from, I guess, the ridiculous to the sublime, I guess we should start our conspiracy theory talk.
I think you mean ridiculous to the more ridiculous.
Well, that too.
That too.
Who wants to start?
That's a good question. There's a big realm of conspiracy theories out there. I mean, there's things you would not believe would be possible outside of a science fiction book that the people are convinced are true.
Let's talk about some of the ones that are almost timeless, like the conspiracy theories. We'll just touch on these very briefly before we land on the ones we've really decided to talk about. But stuff like Roswell and the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Those are almost timeless, just absolute paranoia conspiracy theories. I mean, what are some others?
Well,
JFK.
JFK.
That's probably the granddaddy of them all there.
Yeah, really. In terms of popularity, yeah. Freemasons, that's another one.
Yeah, the Illuminati.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And those date back to the Middle Ages, those two.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, the 9/11 conspiracies.
Yeah, there's
plenty
a lot
of that.
Of those.
Plenty of that to go around.
Yeah.
There's even been some crazy talk about recent tragic events. Just absolute insane conspiracies about them. There was one asshole on the radio. What was his name? Alex.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones saying that Newtown was all is faked, and everybody were was hired actors, and it's a government conspiracy to instigate gun control. Crazy.
Same guy was calling the Boston bombing a false flag within like an hour or two of it happening.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
What's amazing to me is not only do these guys get off scot-free for saying such ridiculous shit that would probably get, if not get Joe Average punched in the face, but arrested, these guys get off scot-free and they get paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, anybody can pull a random theory out of their ass and get enough people to believe it. I mean, it could spread like wildfire. A really good conspiracy theory is one that's got elements in it that make you go, I can maybe see that. Yeah. Now, the ones we're talking about tonight obviously do not have that, but
people still believe in them.
That's true. That's very true.
That's sad.
I don't get the mindset. I really don't. I guess we ought to introduce everybody to the term Occam's razor. Rando mentioned this last week when we were talking about something else, but it is basically, in its essence, it is the simplest explanation is the most likely. The most likely thing that happened to John F. Kennedy was he got shot by Lee Harvey Oswald from the book of the Texas Repository, from the third floor of the Texas Book Repository.
Right.
Try telling somebody that doesn't want to hear that. That's what happened. I mean, oh no, LBJ did it, the Bushes did it, the Cubans did it, There's a great headline in a book the Onion published that I have downstairs called Our Dumb Century, and it's supposedly 100 years of Onion headlines. And one of them was JFK shot by Cubans, Johnson, Oswald, Mafia, President riddled with 24 bullets or something like that.
Right.
As a quick aside though, I can understand people wanting to generate any and all sorts of conspiracy theories because having a United States president assassinated on their own soil, all right, is scary as hell, especially when you think about when it happened at the height of the paranoia that was underlying everything from daily life to popular culture.
Yeah.
To be able to accept that one person could do this is to be able to accept the notion that we have that level of exposure. And it's terribly frightening to some people. And they want to believe that it's got to be some giant machine behind it all because we're America. We are bold. We are brash. We are tough, we are strong, but to be undone by one puny, wretched, really little man is terribly frightening. It's a colossal blow to the ego.
Yeah,
I can see that. I mean, people want a little, I don't know, they want a little fairy tale in their life. You know what I mean? Nobody. It's a lot more sexy to think that there was a giant conspiracy behind JFK or 9/11. It's easy to think there's some giant world power that controls everything because it takes away from your
responsibility.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. It takes away from your responsibility.
Here's an interesting thing. It suddenly popped in my head concerning JFK. Everybody wants to think it's a threat from without. Think of the major stuff, 9/11, Newtown, all these other horrible conspiracies. I mean, the Oklahoma City bombing. Everybody wants to now say that the threat's coming from within instead of without.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
That's an interesting turn of paranoia, really.
Yeah, but you know what? To play devil's advocate, if you read some of the news articles that are coming out nowadays with the things about the FBI wanting a green light for warrantless searches, cops are getting away with killing suspects, it seems like, with no repercussions. there's little things here and there that can maybe not add up. It might add up to something. I mean, and it's all, you know, maybe there is something like along those lines, something going on out there, and all this conspiracy theory is just static, that just distraction that takes away from the real issues going on.
Want you to pay attention to the conspiracists, not the real thing, going on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you never know. I mean, yeah, it does sound paranoid, but think about it. The FBI shot that guy from
The suspect in the Boston bombing. Yeah,
that was unarmed. I've read two reports. I've read one he was unarmed. I read one he had like a...
He had a knife, wasn't it?
I've heard a broom, something like a broom handle or something.
I heard, he was getting ready to confess to having killed three people and suddenly went crazy and tried to stab one of the FBI agents, and they shot him.
Okay.
Now, I'm not one that's prone to believing these conspiracy theories or even looking for some underlying motive. But even I look at what happened there and go, something's not right here.
Right. And that's the thing about it. Something's not right. But you know what? If somebody starts spreading that rumor, you know, you have to have some basis for fact with it. But I mean, all this stuff snowballs on itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
True enough. If you go back to the concept of Occam's razor, especially in terms of what the government is doing with the FBI or senators or God knows who else. I mean, look at ridiculous things like, what's the guy, Tom, what's his butt, the legitimate rape dude.
Todd Akin?
Yeah, that guy. Just ridiculous things that people buy into because of either they want to kowtow and try to please everybody, or they just really are that uninformed. I mean, Occam's razor, in my opinion, basically states to me, never, never discount the basic power of human stupidity.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's a lot of it out there.
Instead of a machine engineered to completely undermine whatever, you know, it's just a bunch of stupid people who managed to get in power, and all they are puppets to their handlers who are feeding them any and all kinds of information for whatever goals they have.
Well, yeah, but going back on that real quick, and I'll make this the last point before I actually get back to our actual theories we have. If you think about it, though, you do have to have people in your society that question everything.
Yeah, that's a very healthy thing. Yeah.
Right. You don't want to blindly accept anybody's story that they give you. I mean, you really can't trust the press to give you an accurate story without some kind of tint to it. I don't trust the government enough to believe the exact wording that they give us on everything that goes on in the world, because there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes we don't need to know about.
Yeah.
You know?
True. And a dose of skepticism can be very, very healthy. But to talk to your point, what we're going to discuss is people who take it way too far.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of stuff. It's just, this is pull out of your ass. Let's just make something up kind of stuff.
Oh, God, yes. So to get back to the general question, who wants to go first?
Let me put my two cents in before we move into that.
Sure.
All right. Go
ahead.
I'm not going to say that our government isn't up to no good in certain situations. And I'm not going to say that they aren't people within the government that are conspiring to do things. I mean, look at Watergate. Look at Iran-Contra. Right. You know. But do I think they're, you know, trying to control my mind with radio waves? No. Do I think they're trying to kill us with the flu viruses? Not really, no. But
no.
There are people that do think that. I mean, I worked with a guy who fear was the driving force in this guy's life, and he bought into every conspiracy theory he read about on the internet blindly. And no amount of logical reasoning why what he was telling you wasn't true, he would immediately go, no, man, no, that ain't it. You know, he would immediately dismiss it. I mean, there's no point even discussing it with him. And that's the type of mindset I find so infuriating when it comes to these things, because there's a lot of that in our culture nowadays. It's not just limited to conspiracy theories, you know, politics and entertainment. You know, if people set their minds on something that this is what's happening and no amount of logic or reasoning will shift them off of that. And this former coworker of mine was a prime example of that. You know.
These are the type of people who are primed and ready to fully and totally believe anything that Fox News tells them.
The saving grace of this guy is he wasn't political. If he'd have been political, he probably would have been glued to Fox News and been really bad. But he was not political at all. But he believed – you remember that bird flu that came around a few years ago? He was firmly believed that was a biological agent the government had worked on right here where we live in one of the pharmaceutical companies. And it had escaped into the wild. You know, the fact that it originated in Mexico didn't seem to register with him. And he was also convinced that the vaccine that they were giving you for it was also some sort of agent that was designed to harm you or control your mind or something. So he flatly refused to get the vaccine for the thing.
Did this dude come to work with like a metal foil pyramid helmet on or something?
Practically. He didn't believe that the moon landing was real. And he believed Timothy McVeigh and Osama bin Laden were still alive somewhere, that they were part of some government scheme to, you know, distract false flag or whatever, distract you from something. And I remember when bin Laden was killed and somebody, he was saying he didn't believe he was dead. He said, he's chilling it with Tim McVeigh. That was his exact quote.
Oh, Jesus Christ. These are the type of people who, if you confront them with fact, will blatantly begin to say that you're now part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, if you brought Osama's body and dumped it on his doorstep, he'd say that wasn't Osama. That was somebody
right.
you
it's
made
a clone.
It to look like. Yeah, it's a clone.
It's a clone.
Or something like that.
That's the thing about it. You can't argue with crazy.
No. Do you remember the episode of Penn and Teller's Bullshit where they talked about conspiracy theories?
I vaguely do.
I watched it over at your place, Lefty, so I know you saw it. You probably don't remember it, though. But
yeah.
They were talking to some dude, and they were talking about 9/11, and he had this, like, glassed over look in his eyes like he was just, like, off his medication or something. And his quote was, "Nothing you can say can convince me that our government didn't have a hand in 9/11. And Penn Jillette made the point, when you make a statement like nothing can convince you of something, there is no point in discussing it any further. Because you've made up your mind and nothing's going to change it. So, you know.
Your best bet is to leave crazy like that alone.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I eventually stopped arguing with this coworker of mine and I just kind of shook my head and tuned him out. Because it was all you could do. It was a waste of breath to try to convince him otherwise. So,
you know, people like that. I hate to say this, but people like that are a justification for eugenics.
But that would lay right into their paranoias.
But that's fine. That means it'll just die out in a generation.
Well, you hope. I don't know.
Trust me, if there's something bad happens in the world, there's going to be people who see something that's not there.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be the mother in Kansas with nothing better to do who sees the word sex in all kinds of children's cartoons subliminally
right.
posted so that it will warp the children of our youth.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
I watched a video a long time ago. I found it on YouTube somewhere. Or maybe I had another coworker who's into conspiracy theories, but he thought they were funny. He may have sent it to me, but this lady – it was this lady shooting a video with her phone of her water sprinkler, one of those ones that goes back and forth. And there's a rainbow in it. And her commentary – you don't actually see her, but her commentary was, "What is the government putting in our water that would cause that rainbow effect?" That didn't do that
Christ.
When I was a kid. And I was like, yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
It's called light, and it's harmless.
Oh, my God.
Sad.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the waitress at a restaurant that I went to once who claimed that Obama was a communist just because everybody he was appointing as heads of organizations were czars.
Nice.
She said it as, I mean, she almost said it. I think she actually had her hand over her heart. So she was quoting a religious work somewhere.
It's amazing. Crazy. The simple little things that these paranoiacs will cling on to. Like my old coworker who didn't believe the moon landing was real. His reason was that when you listen to the audio of them talking to the astronauts, there wasn't any delay in it. That was his. Yeah, because there was no delay in the audio from that great a distance. And I'm like, okay.
Let me introduce you to the magic of editing.
Yeah.
It's weak.
Anything you see on Photoshop is real.
Yeah,
exactly. Now, it's just crazy. People want to believe what they want to believe because sometimes the truth is just, you know.
Exactly.
The truth is too boring to them.
Yeah. So that said, let's move on to we each found a conspiracy theory, and we're gonna discuss it. So who wants to start? I think you should start, Lefty. Yours is the most outlandish, I think.
Okay. Well, maybe not. mine actually is surprisingly, we all did a little research on our theories before we came online here. Mine actually has quite a bit of press and quite a bit of followers, which I found very scary. But basically what it is, there's a group of people, is actually started by a man named David, is that David Icke. He used to be an announcer for BBC News, and I don't know exactly what happened, but he came out with a book several years ago talking about how the royal family are actually alien reptiles that can transform themselves into looking human. And, you know, this is what this guy believes. He says this goes back all the way back to Charlemagne.
Wow.
And that all these people, bloodlines, are there. All the royal families of Europe are actually reptile aliens that have come, you know, they kept inbreeding to try to keep the line as pure as possible. But they're actually alien reptiles that come on to the scene and are taking over the world.
This is what happens when you mix bad acid with Doctor Who.
Yeah, I was just thinking this sounds like a plot from Doctor Who. It kind of is, in a way.
Well, it's like what I've been reading about it, it's really crazy. I mean, obviously. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that believe in that. I mean, I was amazed at the amount of people who are out there talking about this. I did watch a couple of videos. I'm going to post them out on the blog this weekend so you guys can see what we're talking about. But, I mean, there's a lot of people who believe that. And one of the other things I remember reading about, they were talking about in the Bible, the Adam and Eve story, it was actually a allegory for this because the snake represented the aliens coming in to take over Adam and Eve.
What?
That kind of thing. Yeah.
This sounds like the guy thinks that V, the miniseries, was a fucking documentary.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of people talking about V, actually. I read a couple of articles.
Oh, no!
I am not lying. I have read a couple articles about people talking about the TV show, thinking that it was actually written, you know, for these people, trying to get the word out about the aliens that are taking over.
Oh,
I don't
my.
Mark Singer will save us all.
Yes.
Right. Now, I will throw in something here that I thought was about the funniest thing when I read it to begin with. It's one of these, it's called rumormillnews.com is the website. They're talking about where the royal family are reptilian or not, blah, blah, blah. There was a photo that showed, there's a series of photos on the website just showing the royals together, and they eventually all make weird faces. Well, supposedly the story is one of them actually farted, and it really stunk. Okay? All right, now this is the setup, okay? Because you see the pictures, and everybody's looking a little weird. Everybody's looking over, like one of the princes is laughing and stuff. And this is one little quote here. After reading about the toxins and venom-producing glands which reptiles give off, I then combined Dr. Scalalosha's theory concerning excessive flatulence. After careful study of what now I consider to be a disturbing photo, as seen below, I must agree that this theory does add proof to David Icke's theory at the royal family. At least Prince Philip does display uncontrollable human functions. Basically, there's a picture of him farting, and they're saying that's the reason that they're reptiles. So this is the kind of mindset I've been I've been reading about. Wow. I got plenty of good links I'm going to put on the website, so... Wow. That's my theory.
Holy shit.
Yep, no kidding. Wow. And yeah, here for you. Now, this is not going to help you guys out there in Podland, but I'm going to send this to you guys. You check the pictures out at the bottom. There's three of them. And
disturbing photo. Proof Prince Philip is a lizard.
Right.
She is not amused.
Exactly. Apparently, he's farting at that point, and this guy in the background's laughing about it.
That's Prince William, I think. This is the elder prince. Okay, it's Prince Philip, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So there you go. But that's mine, and, you know, there'll be more about it posted on the blog this weekend. So if you're really curious about it, I'll make sure there's some information out there.
I love the Queen's expression in the last picture, like she just smelled it. Wow. Oh, man, that is a real contender for winner of the night.
Yep.
Holy shit.
You want to go next, Rando?
Sure. Okay. All right. The weirdest one I could find, particularly, just because I thought that the dinosaur thing or reptilian thing was just a little bit too out there. The one that I found was that Kentucky Fried Chicken, nowadays known as KFC, their product causes impotence in black men.
Okay.
Let that sink in a moment, people. Black men. Okay. All right. Now, here's the fun little justification for that. It all stems from really the fact that there is a belief that Colonel Harlan David Sanders, an honorary title, I might add, always dressed as an elderly Southern gentleman, circa 18, whatever, you know, with the goatee, the bolo, the white suit, the black bolo tie, walking around with a cane or whatever, was an ardent racist who stipulated in his will that 10% of sales from KFC should be given to the Ku Klux Klan, which is an ardent white supremacist organization. And that, I mean, that's the whole basis for the whole thing. So you see how outlandish this goes. So basically,
is there any truth in that at all?
Aha, here we go.
First question. Is that truth or bullshit?
I went to Snopes.com, the internet's most famous debunking website for these kinds of ridiculous things. And no, it's not true at all.
Shock.
Yeah, really? Yeah, wake up, people. Smell the shit. But basically, yeah, I mean, the whole thing was, like I said, it was just the image that's projected that he is a white, elderly Southern gentleman. And you take that and you take the logical leap into crazy land that, oh, well, he must be racist. So, of course, he wants to donate to the Ku Klux Klan and keep them going. But frankly, he sold off his shares in 1964 to a holding, to a conglomerate type holding company. but continue to act as their spokesperson, even though he had no direct involvement in their affairs. It's on Snopes.com, people. I'll post the link, but you can look it up. It's pretty easy to find. And it just, the crazy goes on from there, and the debunking really illustrates how stupid it is and how, even if you want to believe it, that because of events that have happened, it is entirely legally unenforceable, even if you wanted to believe such a thing. They make the clear cases for how these things are being generated by these ridiculous email chains that go out.
Because everything that comes into your email is true. Bill Gates really does want to give you $1 million for forwarding an email.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. He's always wanted to test his new email system. And there's even direct quotes from other people along with bibliographic references. That's very important, people. When you read shit on the internet, you shouldn't believe it's true unless they have other cited references that have other cited references and so on to back up their claims.
Well, yeah, legitimate references, not just somebody putting a little hashtag at the bottom and saying.
But yeah, above and beyond the whole Ku Klux Klan thing is that back in the 1950s and 60s, that they actually had the technology available to create something at a genetic level that affected only people of African descent. How stupid is that? But people evidently believe it. It's on multiple websites as some of the dumbest conspiracy theories out there. And even at the short 2-3 sentence paragraph, it is a very amusing read.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow. That just boggles the mind. I mean, there's no way you could develop something like that that wouldn't affect all men. I mean, there's no difference between, outwardly and, you take our skin off and we're not any different than a black man is or a Chinese man is or an Indian man is. I mean,
right.
Yeah, no, it's basically outward characteristics. But regardless of the fact, I mean, it just shows the lengths of crazy that certain racist people are willing to go to just to justify their superiority. And, look at it with a rational mind, and you immediately think to yourself, anybody with a racist bent is not only a complete fool, but should probably be bitch slapped on sight.
Having had to deal with one of these people on a daily basis, I can tell you it's hard not to sometimes.
It's tough. I don't understand it. I mean, I think sometimes people do this because they know there's enough people out there that probably will believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are ignorant. I mean, you know, let's just call it plain and simple. People are ignorant. I don't care if they're Americans, they're what nationality you are. There's ignorant people out there, and they're willing to believe anything if it's in print.
Yeah. Somebody in authority tells them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where a lot of this stuff comes from, is ignorance.
I guess it seems like in this day and age, if you have the da 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 theme behind your thing and you say news at the end of whatever you do, then you are in a position of authority. So let me say this. Da 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 da. Midlife Crisis Task Force News. This is fucking stupid.
Right. Exactly.
And if you believe this, you're probably just as fucking stupid as the thing you just read is. Wow. Holy shit.
Hey, you've heard the other conspiracy theory behind KFC about why they changed the name, right?
What? What's that?
Yeah, it's something to do with chicken or something.
Yeah, they were genetically engineering boneless chickens.
Oh, yeah, mutant chickens. That's right. I've never heard that one.
That and the government would not let them call it chicken. It wasn't technically a chicken. So they had to. They made them change their name from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC.
That's also covered in the Snopes article.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
And the Snopes article says that they changed it because they wanted to distance themselves from the word fried because it inferred fatty,
unhealthy
nasty,
food. Yes.
Exactly, unhealthy food. So that's why they wanted to change the name from Kentucky Fried Chicken
to
just KFC and just label it as a brand.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
That's crazy.
But try telling people
fucking that. Chickens. Holy shit!
I never had heard that one.
Oh, it gets worse, man.
Jeez.
It gets worse, I'm telling you. Just go to Snopes
okay. And
search KFC. No other term whatsoever. KFC. Snopes, for those of you who don't know, a quick aside. Snopes is a popular internet site where they actually appear to take the time to run these little stupid-ass conspiracy theories and urban legends to ground and say, you know what? This is colossal bullshit.
If you get a chain email about anything, first thing you need to do is go to Snopes and check it to make sure it's true or not. And they're fairly accurate. You know, I trust them completely.
Okay. And on the off chance, like the less than 1% chance that it's true, they'll validate it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
So go to Snopes, SNOPES.com. We're not affiliated with them in any way. Just go.
Yeah. All right. I'll check that one out for sure.
Whew. Oh, Lord. Okay, Poncho, you are up, man.
All right. Mine is a doozy, too. It's based around a government program known as HARP. It's a High Altitude Auroral Research Program.
Okay.
And you can look that up on Wikipedia, and it's HAARP. Just put it into Google or in Wikipedia. It'll come up with a nice page. It's a government program founded in 1990. It conducts research on the ionosphere. I'm reading from an article from the Alaska Dispatch about it. It says, interesting to scientists for its importance in shortwave radio communications and because it's a place where plasma forms naturally. Now, the thing about HARP, they have this huge array of radio towers out in Alaska. And I think they may have some other places somewhere else. I've heard that there's one in Puerto Rico as well. I don't know. But it's funded by the U.S. government. It's a top secret location. You're not allowed to go. I think they open a tour like every couple of years you can go. But then they really, even when you take the tour, they don't really tell you what they do there.
Okay.
Everything's classified. Now, this, of course, is a breeding ground for these conspiracy theories.
Right, sure.
You got government. You got an out-of-the-way location in Alaska. You've got military types not really telling you what's going on, you know.
Right, sure.
And the theories have run wild, and they're all over the internet. So just do some discussion. I'm going to hit on a few of them. I'm going to go into depth about one of them. But people have blamed HARP for earthquakes.
Wow.
They're thinking that it's being used to generate earthquakes. It was blamed. People have blamed it on the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear meltdown on the earthquake that was caused by HARP.
Oh, for God's sake.
And they have again, this is an article from the Alaska Dispatch. The gist of the argument is that waves generated by HARP antennas are focused on a specific part of the ionosphere with enough force to make the entire thing buckle into space. The ionosphere snaps back toward the ground with enough precision to cause a massive earthquake that devastates a strategic target that furthers American economic and defense interests.
I love that last part of that sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So they can actually control where an earthquake would hit. Basically,
yes,
is what they're saying.
It was also blamed for the earthquake in Haiti in 2010. And somebody has said, there's a guy on a theorist on a UFO blog who says that the next target will be the New Madrid fault line in the south midwestern United States. Now, he doesn't explain why the Americans would be targeting their own country. The American government would be targeting its own citizens, but, you know.
That doesn't matter. Anytime the Americans target themselves, all they have to is say false flag or Obama administration.
Yeah.
Right.
Or whoever's in the White House at the time. You know, it was the same when Bush was in charge. It was his fault then, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They've also been blamed for causing hurricanes with HARP. Katrina, Rita, and Wilma were all blamed on HARP.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. although a Stanford University professor has told Popular Science that there's absolutely nothing we can do to disturb the Earth's weather systems, and he calls it absolute hogwash. I'll post this article on the blog when I post this episode.
Okay.
Right, so they're claiming that they can manipulate high altitude particles or airstreams or something, and then have basically push the atmosphere out and have it snap back with such force
that
it causes earthquakes.
Or generates hurricanes, yes.
I wonder if these people think that if like 100 or 1,000 people aim their hair dryers in one particular location, it could cause a tornado.
Probably.
Or something like that.
Well, you know, if like every Chinaman got on a chair and jumped off it, throw the earth off its axis.
that's another fun one. Someone else postulated that if enough people could sing pitch perfect at the same pitch and you had enough of them, that the harmonics could produce an acoustic, you know, the force akin to an acoustic laser.
Really?
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Cuckoo.
Well, the other thing that they're blaming HAARP on is mind control. Okay. I actually think they can control your mind.
Well, that's the reptiles. They do that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe the reptiles in the U.S. government are using HAARP to control your mind and make you think that KFC causes impotence in black men.
That could be.
Well, it's the drug in the KFC that makes you susceptible to the mind control from the reptiles.
Well, they are secret herbs and spices.
That's true.
And there are 11 of them.
Yeah. Which is a cosmically significant number, yes.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No problem. The Alaska Dispatch links to an article, a website called HAARP.net. Again, HAARP.net.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to just read some excerpts from this. Could the HAARP project be for mind control, by a guy named Nicholas Jones? And he talks about the Earth is wrapped in a donut-shaped magnetic field, goes on to explain what that is. He says, collectively, these rays are called the Schumann resonance. The current strongest is 7.8 hertz. Now, 1 hertz equals 1 cycle per second. These are quasi-standing, extremely low-frequency waves that naturally exist in the Earth's electromagnetic cavity, the space between the ground and the ionosphere. These Earth brain waves, as he puts in quotes, are identical to the spectrum of our brain waves.
What?
It gets better.
Jesus.
I'm continuing the article here. The Creator designed living beings to resonate to this natural frequency pulsation in order to evolve harmoniously. The ionosphere is being manipulated by the U.S. government using an Alaska transmitter called HAARP, which sends focused radiated power to heat up sections of the ionosphere, which bounces power down again. ELF waves from HAARP, when targeted on areas, can weather engineer and create mood changes affecting millions.
Wow.
Does anybody remember the episode of MythBusters where they tried the infamous brown note?
Yeah.
This sounds suspiciously like the brown note.
I'm going to go on here. The Earth's natural brain rhythm, air quotes, he has quotes around it, so above... The Earth's natural brain rhythm above is balanced with these, which he was talking about, the waves.
Okay.
These are the same minerals as the red blood corpuscles. There is a relationship between blood and geomagnetic waves. An imbalance between Schumann and geomagnetic waves disrupts biorhythms. These natural geomagnetic waves are being replaced by artificially created very low-frequency ground waves coming from Gwyn. Gwyn Towers. Gwyn is Ground Wave Emergency Network, which is a series of transmitters across the country.
Gotcha.
I'm going to go on ahead. Just going to skip over some of this.
Okay. While you're skipping, I'm just going to interject another. What?
Gwyn transmitters have many different functions, including controlling the weather, mind, and mood control.
Okay. Wow.
Which I guess means that everything can be defeated by the 60s mood ring,
Yeah.
Which immediately gives you a defense against this sort of thing. Oh, no, it's purple. I've got to go underground.
To me, all this stuff gives people a built-in excuse to say what's wrong with their lives is not their fault.
Yeah. Well, here's where it gets really good.
Uh-oh.
Invisible, enormous rivers of water consisting of vapors that flow move towards the poles in the lower atmosphere. This guy's saying there's invisible rivers of water in the atmosphere.
What?
They rival the flow of the Amazon River and are 420 to 480 miles wide and up to 4,800 miles long. They're 1.9 miles above the Earth and have volumes of 340 pounds of water per second.
Okay. So
they're five in each hemisphere. A massive flood can be caused by damming up one of these massive vapor rivers, causing huge amounts of rainfall to be dumped.
No, whatever.
This guy has got his hands on some primo smack.
And he talked about how the Gwin Towers on the Missouri and Mississippi rivers were turned on for 40 days and 40 nights, probably mocking the flood of Genesis, he says. This was in conjunction with HAARP that creates a river of electricity flowing thousands of miles through the sky and down to the polar ice cap, manipulating the jet stream.
Good grief.
This sounds like the plot of an anime.
I mean, it's that outlandish.
It is that outlandish.
That's crazy.
Holy shit. You win. Dude, you win.
He goes on to talk about this Indian doctor, Puharish, in the 50s and 60s, found clairvoyance brainwaves became 8 hertz when their powers were operative. So he saw an Indian yogi controlling his brainwaves, shifting his consciousness from one level to another. Our brains are extremely vulnerable to any technology that sends out ELF waves because they immediately start resonating to the outside signal by a kind of tuning fork effect. So our brains are basically giant tuning forks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. This doctor experimented discovering that 7.83 hertz, which the Earth's pulse rate, he has in parentheses, made a person feel good, producing an altered state. 10.80 hertz causes riotous behavior, and 6.6 hertz causes depression.
Oh, whatever. That's just...
Wow.
Yeah, that's made-up science right there.
Yeah, I said that he presented the mental effects of ELF waves to military leaders, but they would not believe him. He gave his information to certain other dignitaries of Western nations. The U.S. government burnt down his home and forced him to flee to Mexico.
Whatever.
However, Russians discovered what ELF frequencies did to the human brain and began zapping the U.S. embassy in Moscow on the 4th of July, 1976, with electromagnetic waves.
Holy shit.
Wow, that's nuts.
You know, before you said anything about the Russians, all I could hear in my mind was on Ancient Astronauts on the History Channel. You know, Yeah, they'll say the most ridiculous crap, whatever, and then back it up with the canned phrase of, as ancient astronaut theorists believe.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So it's like you could say anything you want as long as you back it up with that to make it sound like science. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's nuts.
You win. You totally win.
I definitely had the most far-reaching one, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Pseudoscience, weather domination,
mind control.
Weather control, mind control. Yeah, you win.
Yeah, you got
you totally
one.
Win.
That's crazy.
And there's a lot more like that out there. You know, not even just for HAARP, but for other stuff. I mean, we didn't even get into some of the really big conspiracy theories like 9/11 or
fluoride.
You know.
Oh yeah.
Protect the purity of our essence of our natural bodily fluids.
We will.
Immunization, that's another one.
Yeah.
That's true.
Thank you, Jenny McCarthy, for bringing that to everybody's attention.
Exactly. Jeez. Well, we would definitely have to revisit this topic.
Yeah, I think we will. So, okay, well, that was a good one. Good show, I think.
I hope everybody
enjoyed it. Very entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, we'll be back next week. Hopefully, we'll get the B-movie review going soon. And anything else you guys want to add?
No, just, you know, make sure everybody's tinfoil hat is on tight, and make sure that, you know, you look out there for anybody looking at you cross-eyed, because you never know, it might be a reptile.
That was a bit I read somewhere, and I must have skipped over.
What's that? Because
there was... I got to find it now. Hold on. There was one part of this article where he talks about... could protect yourself from these ELF waves by putting aluminum foil on your flooring.
Wow.
I read that somewhere. I don't know if it's in this article or somewhere else, but I did read that. Yes, here it is. The whole artificial ground wave spreads out over the USA like a web. It is easier to mind control and hypnotize people who are bathed in artificial electromagnetic wave. And then he puts in parentheses, cover the entire floor with aluminum, and buying a CET cylinder for Nordic Living Water Systems helps.
Specifically from them, huh?
Yes, yes, I guess so. I don't see how a water filter is supposed to save you from mind control rays, but, you know, there you go.
That
just hurts.
That's a whole other level of crazy right there.
That just hurts.
And people, trust me, I'm not making any of that up. I read it verbatim off the website. So,
oh, Lord.
I'll provide a link.
Yeah, that just hurts.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
All right, well, I think we better wrap it up on that note.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks for listening, and check us out on our website at midlifecrisistaskforce.com.
Yep, and check us out on the blog, and just drop us a line. Let us know how we're doing.
Right. You can reach us at mlctaskforce@gmail.com. And don't forget that our blog postings are on our podcast postings are on our blog and are on iTunes. Look us up, MLC Task Force, or rather Midlife Crisis Task Force, I should say. So give us a listen, and we look forward to hearing from you.
And you can search for us on Facebook and Google Plus as well. So hope everyone has a good week, and it's been a good one, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Everybody take care.
Take care.